The Juno Arts and Humanities Council apologized Thursday for the harm from this year's wearable art show. In a statement, the council's board acknowledges the situation surrounding the geisha-inspired piece that ran in the show could have been avoided or better handled. The board apologized to all parties involved, including the artist, model, and other artists whose work was overshadowed by the controversy. The board's initial remedies include training for Jack staff and board members, as outlined by a May report from its Diversity and Inclusion Task Force. It will also provide future wearable art entrants with educational materials. The JAC also plans to host a series of discussions and workshops on cultural appropriation. Executive Director Nancy DeTourney said Wednesday the first event could take place on March 10th. The 13-members board statement follows a meeting Wednesday night in which 20 members of the community testified about the incident.